Today, our theme is about promises, making promises. The Israelites, as we hear in the first reading, returned to their land. They were freed and returned to their land, but when they got there, it was in ruins. As it says in the scriptures, injustice and poverty reigned. The land was in ruins. And they were very disheartened, very discouraged, because they had planned this whole time to come back to a thriving place, but it wasn't. And so through the prophet, God told them that he would take care of things. He would bring it back. He would make it a good nation again. He would make it a place where they could live and grow and enjoy their lives. And in the Old Testament, that happened. Then it got destroyed. Then they were disbelieving and they suffered for it. So there was never a long-term solution to the problem. And I would guess that in our own lives, we can say the same thing. Our promises are for a time, but it comes and goes. We have second thoughts. We don't always follow up and so forth. And of course, God isn't like that. God's promises are true, and they will be completed. And of course, for us, at this time in history, we know that Jesus was the ultimate promise of God. He was the one that brought light out of darkness. He was the one that forgave sins, that healed the sick and the blind and the lame. He's the one that brought light to people's lives. And he can bring light to our eyes. Jesus tells us, John the Baptist tells us in his promise, there is one mightier than I that's going to come after me. And of course, that was Jesus. And so all these promises are being made in the scriptures and fulfilled because they come from God and through John the Baptist and ultimately through Jesus, whose promise ultimately is eternal life. So you and I are the beneficiaries of this promise that will never go away, no matter what. It will never go away, no matter what the world is like. We can live in ruins ourselves, injustice and poverty, but God's promise remains because it goes up beyond all that. It's always above all of history, and it can never be destroyed. The only one that can destroy it is ourselves, the way we live in our lives. We can destroy the world. We can live in our world in such a way that we can destroy it. But we can also live in a world that we can raise it up and that we can live to bring light out of the darkness. If there's anything we as Christians and as Catholics have, it's that promise, that hope. That hope for a world that sometimes seems so hopeless that we're going to get nowhere, only seems to get worse. And yet God's promise is always there, above it all, and that ultimately is what's going to happen. The world will be changed into eternal life. And even now, though, you and I can do our little part. We can bring a little bit of light in our world. It isn't all that hard to do if we just pay attention. There's so much darkness, it's not hard to find it in our own families, in our own communities, schools, workplaces, world. There's lots we can do just to bring a little light to the darkness. A smile sometimes, a nice greeting, helping the poor, taking care of those Christmas baskets is one thing that we're doing as a parish. There's so many ways we can bring light into the darkness. And hopefully we, as a people, can be faithful to that call. And also the call from us will always be true. And we will do what we can to make this world a better place.